Pig Radio, KPIG Freedom 107 Oink 5 FM, KPYG Cayucas 94 Oink 9, KPIG.com, and it is time right now for his morning commentary, so here is Travis T. Hip.
Well, Super Tuesday ain't that hot, and Monday's just as bad. We are engaged once again in the feeble exercise of what pretends to be our self-controlling rights under the Constitution. This is the day when 11 different states will settle for, is it 419, something like that, separate delegates, all of whom, 419, all of whom will be selected in other primaries or caucuses today to attend the convention this summer, which the Republicans will then produce their candidate for President of the United States later on in the game. It's interesting that we have been so deeply involved in this system for so long, now already most of 6 months. The media hyping it up as if each given Tuesday was the great moment in democracy. And yet, it is, for once, a clear and obvious example of why it is that democracy doesn't work. Well, I'm all for representative government and various things of that nature, but it depends upon the people. And the people, we have proven over centuries, can be misled to the point where they are too dumb to know what's going on, and can be led like sheep into the slaughter. Really, yes, it's true. What happened in the 1960s has been analyzed in a lot of different ways and typified by tie-dyed dancers in the park for the Grateful Dead. But what really went on in that period of time was a political decision on the part of the powers that be in our society, that they had made a serious mistake back in the 1950s when the GIs came home from World War II in Korea, and a lot of them used the GI Bill to get a degree, and the degree that was most easily fulfilled was teaching. And these people came in with high ideals and good experience and tried to shape the new America out of the idea that a good, basic, liberal education that taught you our history and the history of the rest of the world, that taught you the basic needs for science, etc., all of that is no longer even applicable, was considered to be the basis on which our society could build with an intelligent and well-trained and intellectually competent people making logical choices at the polls for politics, which unfortunately didn't work out. Those of us who were raised to the Ozzie and Harriet standard of the 50s rebelled for a number of reasons, aided not a small amount by the discovery of A, alternative drugs to being drunk, and B, the pill for women so that they could control their own birthing rights. Those two events alone alienated an entire generation from everybody that had gone before. And the result was that we all went crazy, just like our parents' generation when they lifted prohibition turned into a generation of drunks. We all turned into long-haired, dope-fiend rock and rollers and did what we could for various good ideas and good causes. But as a general generation, I'm afraid that we did not live up to our potential. But we scared the hell out of them. The straights in the world who were running it for their profit saw us coming and decided that no, never again are we going to provide the educational general form that had been sought out. We cannot afford to raise a generation of people who are smarter than us. And so the decision was made to dumb down America. I figure that was someplace around 1969 or 70. It's been 40 years that they've had to do it, and they've by and large accomplished it. At least if you listen to the ditto heads on Rush Limbaugh's show, or Hannity, or Fox News, or even a few on the liberal side who are totally off the wall. If you listen to these people and realize that they have got millions of listeners who believe just like they do because they're ditto heads. Yeah, Rush, I agree with everything you say. I've been listening to you for 14 years now. Oh, Lord. We have produced what we are today, and the result has been a horror show. Now comes what could be the crucial election of this next generation, which is whether or not the Republicans can resurge, stop President Obama and the progressives, take over the government, and send us further down the fascist path than we had intended to go. But it is happening, and it is happening against the background of a population that doesn't know any better. So much for Tommy Jefferson. And that's enough this now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.